Kumlan about Gemara, we're up to the Gemara of Aleph and Aleph, six lines from the top. So the Mishnah makes a distinction between the Shivchen and all other Arayis. All other Arayis, the man and the woman get the exact same punishment. When it comes to the Shivcha, she gets the punishment of Malkus, Bekoidus Tihia, and he brings a carbon. And another thing is that he brings a carbon whether he's a Shogig or even whether he's a Mazid. She'll get Malkus only when she's a Mazid. But when she is a Mazid and she gets Malkus, doesn't matter what he is, Shogig or Mazid, he brings a carbon. Okay. And then we describe the Shivcha. We said Shivcha is a Chetzi Shivcha, Chetzi Beschaiden. She had two masters, and one that set her free, so now she's partly free. And she's married to an Eved Ivri, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And an Eved Ivri is allowed to marry Sayyid Bas Chayr and Sayyid Shivcha if he was already married before. Rabbi Shmuel says we're talking about a full blown Shivcha, and not a half and half. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that I agree with Rabbi Yehuda, but he adds a little bit that, as we'll explain the Gemara. Says the Gemara. No, it's not. Everything belongs to the master. The kids belong to the master.
I understand. What's the
relation
between them?
It's not like this. The chetzi b'chayin, or you're talking about a full shivcha? No, it just goes out. Finished. There's no shivcha. So I'm married. Menol, and how do you know that he's lucky? How do you know that she b'chal gets malchus? Well, who lay lucky? And he doesn't get malchus. You say by a shivcha, he brings a carbon. The Tanna, Rabbi Milan, Tanna, Pasuk. B'koides ti, it's an interesting word. What does b'koides ti mean? If she committed an aveda and she wasn't free, it says in the Pasuk there, what? That is b'koides ti. What does it mean, b'koides ti? Says the Gemara, Vekaitis means Melamed, she like you gets Malkus. Yochel Shnei like you made the both get Malkus. Tamalimed, T, yeah, he. She like you, who and likes us, T, yeah, she. She gets Malkus, not him. How do you know the word Vekaitis means Malkus? I mean, I mean, how do you know that in Vekaitis, Lisha to Malkus? Or I know the word Vekaitis actually means Malkus. Omrabi says, Mitzchak, the word Vekaitis, it says the word Kra, read. Tehei, Bekroi. Read in the Pasuk, read it out. And what do we know? And Kilitanya, we learned when you give someone Malkus, God will have Dayanim Makri, the head of the Dayanim has to scream out the Pasuk, and Shani Mine, the second one counts how many lashes, and Shlishi, Oymerikai, the third one gives instructions, hit. So therefore, Bekaitis is something you have to read out loud, and that is therefore, we say, is Malkus. No, because it means investigate. And so what? And Bibikati, and we know by Malkus you have to investigate. You bring medical the professionals, get it now. We learn. We assess the makas are really stylish. We bring a doctor in and we take your closest three. It has to be multiples of three, you know, two in the back, one in the front. And that's how you work it out. So the Bibikati means investigate. So she gets Malkus, he doesn't. Don't worry, learn Bisman, she's like, when the woman gets Malkus. Only to her.
This is
the only place that Taylor uses the word Bekaitis.
So this is the way the Malkus
in this particular case? No, all cases.
Yes, understand. Yeah. So why did the Taylor have to tell you how to do Malkus in this particular instance?
Can't tell you. We're trying to say that only she gets and that he gets. So this is why we use the word Bekaitis rather than Loikin.
But this is a closed in how to do Malkus.
Don't know. Good question. Don't know. It says, "Bisman she'isha." When the woman gets malchus, over she did b'mezid he'ish maybe carbon. He man brings a carbon. Ain ha'isha like if the woman does not get malchus, for example, she did b'sheigig or she's underage, then also ain ha'ish maybe carbon. His carbon dependent on her malchus. If she's b'kaidus ti, if she gets malchus, then he brings his asham. Menon how do you know? Maybe it has totally unrelated. The man has relations with this woman, and she is a maid tied up with a man, and she wasn't redeemed. That's how we say it's partially redeemed and partially not redeemed. She wasn't given yet her freedom. So all we're talking about is her. Talking about him, it says, Ish ki yisha v'isha. So why doesn't the next pasuk which says he should bring an asham, why doesn't he bring it right here, bring an asham, and then turn to the woman and say what punishment she gets? Let us say he should bring his asham to Hashem. And afterwards you write, and what about her? Why reverse the order? This is Pshat and Pasuk. Im b'koidus tia he. When does he bring his asham? If she gets her b'koidus, she gets a malchus. The hegus of Hashem. Im loiti b'koidus, she doesn't get a malchus. She's underage or she's b'sheikin. Then lo yobi with asham. He doesn't bring his asham. So the Gemara, Eima hu mi etakra. maybe who is coming to my deposit, will he tilki with taste of carbon? How do you know that she doesn't bring a carbon? Okay, you said that one before that she's the only one who gets lashes, but maybe she gets lashes and brings a carbon, and he brings a carbon. Says the Gemara, because the pasuk says vehevi es ashamoy lashem. He brings his asham, only he and not hers. Not her. See, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Zedek said, "Amar Yisroelim in the Chayv Alashem Beula Bavad." Only time you're liable is if not only married that the Eved was married to Shivcha, but they actually had relations. How do I know that? Shemar it says, "Vehi Shivcha Necherefes Lish." What kind of losh is Necherefes? So my master and I Necherefes Lish Nuyu. What do you mean? So Necherefes means that there's a physical change in her body. How do I know that? See, because then the Pesiv Atishtech Alai Harifas, you spread out of me, you spread out the curtains over there, and you spread out Harifas like seeds. And it was not known. So the same because and they had relations. So therefore, we see that Harif has to do with relations. Ba'isema or the other pasuk where it says im ticha chayishes evil the machtish. If you bang the fool or the evil person the machtish with a mortar, but take Harifas bali with the seeds in the I guess in the pest over there and so on and so forth. So we see that you're banging, things are changing. Then it says by Ezra that when Ezra came to Israel, he found that everyone was intermarried. And then he screamed to them and everything else. They all decided to leave their wives away, And then they went ahead and they brought Vashemim Ayil, they brought an Osham Ayil, Sain Allah, was of their sins. Omer of Chizah, so who were they married to? Omer of Chizah says, not only were they married to non Jewish women, they were all also having relations with their maids. So they were actually half eaten, but they were maids. So that's the Aveda that they did. Says the Gemara. Ezo Shivcha. We had a machlekes who Shivcha is. It sounds like from the Mishnah, everyone agrees that she's a Shivcha. The question is whether she's a Chetzi Shivcha or whether she's a full Shivcha. But everyone agrees. Who did she have relations with? It seems to an Eved Ibri. We'll soon see another opinion, actually to an Eved Kanani. And you had relations with that woman. She's a free woman altogether. She wasn't freed. She's a full-fledged shivcha. That she wasn't redeemed. How is it possible? How can that be? Partly yeah, partly no. She had two masters. One freed her and one didn't. But who was she engaged to? Who was she married to? To an Eved Ibri. And then if you have a relation with this woman, that's the Yizim Shivcha Charufa. How do I know it's an Eved Ibri? We'll see him in Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel says, he's married.
But is that the
Chotzi
Bas Chayrin
that's in August? No, and he's allowed to marry both parts. And everybody's allowed to marry a Chayrin.
When you say there's a marriage...
No, there's two things. There's Isser and there's thing. So right now she's different laws of marriage. As if she would have been a full shivcha and he's a full eved, it's not really marriage. It's a different kind of marriage. But it's a chetzi shivcha and he's the only one who's allowed to marry both parts. An eved kanani can only marry a shivcha. Can I marry a bas chayin? A yisrael can only marry a bas chayin, not a shivcha. An eved ibri can marry both. So therefore, that's right. But even the partial non-married, the eved party, still there's some ties there. For example, according to the opinion of an Eved Kananis, you know, and yet you over Israel of Shivcha Charufa. Im Gematan we have the line of Dasa. L'chayda, Bishmol holds that it was to an Eved Kanani. So what do you mean, we have the line of Dasa? She's partly free, part not. That's how people speak. Redeemed but not redeemed. That's how people speak. It doesn't mean anything. Don't read too much into it. However, Rabbi Lozen Zayi, says... What was it I say that all the rays in the Torah are very, very clear, chutz, except this one over here, Umam Meshuyah, which one over here was like sort of ambiguous, it's very ambiguous, it says, it's not clear what exactly we're talking about, and he's talking about he was married to an Eved Ibri. In other words, he's agreeing with Rabbi Yehuda. Achayim is the fourth opinion, which is now recorded in our Mishnah. It says in Posse that lo yumsu, that get malchus and then get killed. Ki loichu pasa because she wasn't freed. That means he wasn't freed at all. He's b'shivcha kanani because of medabe. Talking about shivcha kananis, but like in other words, like Rabbi Shmuel. But I dispute Rabbi Shmuel. He says she was married to an Eved Ivri, and I say mureses leve kanani. She was married to an Eved Kanani. I think more. Um, Rabbi Shmuel, Bishleim, according to Shmuel, I understand, doesn't bother, it's a full flesh shivcha, because that's how people, the Torah talks. I don't have to ask how to Nevi Kanani, as Rashi explains that it's far better for the master to give the shivcha over to Nevi Kanani, to Nevi Livri. Rashi says here, it's more permitted to an Ever Kanani than to an Ever Livri. The Hetzin, Ever Kanani, they're the same. So Rabbi Shmuel, the Achedim who say that she was married to an Eved Kanani, we have no issues with. It's Rabbi Shmuel who says she was married to Eved Ivri. How does he know? You see, because it's a pasuk, ki loy chupasa, she's not free. Miklah, but the chayfas, he is free. An Eved Ivri is called free. Even though he's an Eved, he's really free. You don't have that same body, you don't own his goof. Not like an Eved Kanani, had more kedushin, you need a shtar shichah, because you own his goof. Here, the goof you don't own. You only own his value. Abba Zayya, Hain Rabbi Kiva, Abba Zayya, Rabbi Kiva, saying the same thing. So it's actually not a beauty, Rabbi Kiva.
So what is that right?
The Torah gave you the right. You own everything. That's Maisi Yoda, producing kids. Because the kids belong to the master. Rabbi Shmuel, Ka'amma, Rabbi Shmuel said, L'didi ba'alma kavosach svidalei. So what's he saying here? Rabbi Lubin Zayin, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, L'didi ba'alma, generally speaking, kavosach svidalei, I agree with you, L'didi b'tadosh min adam. V'hocha, shiny is different, mechdi, let me see, siv, kira, ki lo chupasa, vi lo yidasa. Lamali, it says in the Pasuk that she wasn't free. What if the spirit again behaved the learned vasa? If it says he wasn't free, then we know she's an ev. She's a ship. Chomil behaved the learned vasa. Shema mina must be that's only partial free. Loch yasa lechet ship chesem bas chaydin. Even though normally dealers are other, but here it can't be. La chaydin. Bishleim behaved the learned vasa. Ksav dealers are other. They hold up what that she that tell us are other. Ab el hod ever kanani minol. El this that says ever kanani. That he was ever kanani. How do you know? Amakro. Once you've established that's an ever divri. Now I have a question. So how do you know ever kanani? By saying that the chupasa that she's free means kiloi chupasa she's not free. That means, but he is free. So that's how. Now that we've established, it makes sense. It's an ever duty. Then how did the chayyim know it's an ever kanani? On my cross, it's possible kiloi chupasa she's not free. We don't need it for her because it says we have the loy nivdasa she wasn't freed. We say that kiloi chupasa is actually referring to the guy, not to her, because regarding her, it says we have the loy nivdasa. That, you know, and I say deep toilet from the other means she's not free. So what does Kaloi Chapasa mean? That he's not free. They're both avodim.
So when you have a situation where there's a member of Kanani that's half free and half
non-lived,
and so we force him.
He's a
yeah. We force him to free. Why? Because he's in the limbo. In her case, you can leave him in the same 50-50 state. There's not for the master to free, but the master who's still got a bonus to free her. It's only by man.
Actually, it's a traces there that says that because the Minig Hefkin are going to be scared that she will be Mazana, she can get married also.
Yeah.
And then she'll be in Nichshol. Then we have to free as well, yeah.
So this whole thing is really in the sense only during the time that she's not free.
Yeah.
It's very, very small time frame.
True, yeah. Said the Gemishne, Kol Aroy is. All the arroyis, echad godl, the echad cotton, all the arroyis. Whether they're an adult or they're a child, cotton, potter. A child is always potter. If, let's say, two arroyis, incest, and one of the other people involved was a godl, one of them was a cotton, then whoever the adult is chayiv, whoever the minor is potter, obviously. But not when it comes to a shivcha. A shivcha, if she is a minor, he doesn't get punished. Could be learned before that. He only gets punished if she gets punished. Echad ev, echad yoshin. One of them is up, one of them is asleep. Is yoshin potter? The one who was asleep is potter. Echad shoygi, echad meizi. One of them was b'shoygi, and one of them is b'meizi. Shoygi b'chatas, meizi b'kodes. That by all arayis, whoever gets a shoygi, the chatas meizi b'kodes. But when it comes to a shivcha, if he is a meizi, he still brings a carbon. But she's only liable if she's a meizi, gets malchus. If she's a shoygi, then nothing happens. He doesn't even bring his carbon either. Says the Gemara, chayiv cotton. Over here, you're telling me that the way the Gemara understood, all the arroyas, one is a godl, one's a cotton. The godl is liable, and the cotton is not. And here is different. So, what do you want to think about here? Even a cotton is liable. What's pshat? I'm going to view the hachitan. This is what you mean. Kol arroyas, all arroyas, echad godl, echad cotton. One of them is a minor, one of them is an adult. Cotton, potter, the godl, chayiv. The minor is potter, the adult is chayiv. Over here, godl, nami potter. The God was also part of them because they both have to be accounted for. My time of why, the Mikashina Hadodi, we compare to each other, we compare the male to the female. As we said before, when she gets Bekaidas, he brings his Asham. Kol Arayas, all the Arayas, Echad Neyer, all the Arayas, one of them is up, and the Echad on his sleeve, Yoshan Potter, he was Potter. Bekan, Yoshan Amichayev. What does it mean? Over here, and what's my, and Shivcha is different. What is different if you're asleep? If you, she gets, she's liable, why is she liable? Amriz Rabbi Yehuda. This Amr Rab Hachita, this is what the Mishnah means. What's the contrast? Kol Arayas, all the Arayas, Echad Neyev, Echad Yoshan, Yoshan Potter, Venei Chayev. One is liable, one isn't. Of the kind of here, I feel Neyev Potter. If the Yoshan, if one of them is Yoshan, is Potter, then the other one's also Potter. Either one was up, is Potter. My timer, the Mekashin Adodi. Here by Shivcha, neither of them get punished unless both of them get punished. Tony Tanaka, Rav Sheshi, is one of the Talmidim of Sheshi, looked at the Braisa, Rav Sheshi, which is very cryptic. This is what it says in the Braisa. That also they made goymer kemar. They made that if you complete the act is as if you just started the act. Now, if you remember before, we learned that by all arroyas, even just mara, you're liable, but by shivcha, it has to be only gemar. Because it says in the pasuk shivcha zera, it says v'ish ki yishka v'ez isha shivcha zera. That has to complete the act. So by a shivcha, we have a kula. It has to be the completion of the act. Mashengim of all arroyas is only arroy. Here the Braisa says, very modern lashon. It says here, also goyme kemara. You make the completion, which usually is much more liable, like the matter. If anything, the Mishnah, the Braisa said, also matter ki goymer. Number one. Number two, it says, miskaven, if somebody had intention, it's kisha e miskaven. An example of e miskaven is, you were on the roof, you fell off, and you landed on top of her. And that's called e miskaven. And by a shivcha, it cannot be, because it has to be shichva zera. And you can't have shichva zera for e miskaven. But what's a lashon miskaven? If he had intention, it's like he didn't have intention. If anything, you should say the other way around. Not intentional, let's say by a roi, unintentional, like if, as if it's intentional. Then you say, kidarko kishaloi kidarko. Kiloi kidarko is usually grounds for an exemption if you don't have normal relations. The conventional way. And here it says, the conventional way is like non-conventional way. Everything here is cryptic. Neyur kiyoshin, up, it's just like you're asleep. If anything, you should have said asleep, like you're up. So what's going on here? I'm the mic. What in the world are you saying here? First of all, amai osu goyme kemaira. What are you talking about? Goyme b'shivchurum chayiv. If you completed the act, you're chayiv because you had shivchur zera. But maira loyim chayiv. And if you only started, you're not chayiv. So the next case, miskavein. If you had a mind, but you're liable, is kishayim miskavein. If you didn't have a mind, imechavna mechayiv. What are you talking about? If she had intention, if he had intention for shivchur zera, he's liable, and he loyim chayiv. So what do you mean that intention is like non-intention? Then you say, ukedarka kishalai kedarka. That conventional way is like non-conventional way. Nami kedarka b'shivcha ruvim mechayiv, like kedarka lo mechayiv. What are you talking about? If you do conventional way, shichva zera yechayiv. If you don't do the conventional way, you're not chayiv. So what do you mean that conventional way is like non-conventional way? Kedarka lo kedarka. What does it mean? Is my timer, why? What's the reason for all of these by shivcha word potter? Because shivcha zera ksiv. By a shivcha, the Torah clearly says, not stam having relations, it has to be in the manner of shivcha zera. Has to be kavanah, has to be conventional, and it has to be up and all that. Well, my neir kyoshin, up is like you're asleep. V'bishara, so it doesn't make sense by a shivcha. Because by you're asleep, you're potter, when you're up, you're chayiv. Navas. So who said we're talking about shivcha? V'ibeshara rois katoni. We're talking about all other rois and taka all other rois. If you just start to act, you're liable. So what should the Braisa have said? That not goymer is like maida. That maida is like goymer. Which is the one that definitely also is goymer? The one that's a chiddush is maida, just starting. So what should the Braisa have said? That maida is like goymer. Not goymer is like maida. V'ibeshara rois katoni. Also goymer kemaida. Ivcha yibayla mitzvah. She said, but forget. Amalei, you're right. Isamya. So the Talmud said, let's erase the whole thing. This is how you learn the Braisa. Osu goymer. We put it together. We made a goymer. Shaloi kedaka b'shivcha charufa. We make someone a complete. But shaloi kedaka, it's not different cases. If you were goymer, but shaloi kedaka, not the conventional way, it's not shivcha zera. By shivcha charufa, you're potter. B'shivcha charufa, loy mechayva. Kemaida kedarka, and what would it be? Shivcha rufa, you maida kedarka. Put it together. That a maida kedarka is like a goyim shaloi kedarka, which is in both cases you are potter. The shichva zera ksiv. It says in the pasuk shichva zera, miskaven Shaloi kedaka, even though you had intention, if it's a non-conventional way, by a shivcha, is potter. It's just like Einem Skav in kedaka. If Einem, you fell over a roof and you landed in a conventional way, you are potter. So they're saying over here, that miskaven. So we're bunching them all together and twisting around. Neyo shaloi kedaka, if you were up. Again, unconventional way, b'shivcha is potter, just like Yoshan, in the conventional way. My time at the shivcha zereksiv. All of them, it says shivcha zere has to be the normal conventional way in kavana and so on. Nimtza comes out, miskaven v'hamayda b'shivcha. What happens if your intention, but you're only mayda, you only started the relationship. B'shivcha is kishe'ein miskaven b'chol arayis. It's like you're not miskaven by all arayis and you're not liable. Yoshon kedarka ki yoshon darois. Even those conventional ways, like all other ways, you put it. Nimtza neyer shaloi kedarka. If you're up, but unconventional way, b'shivcha is ki yoshon dechol arayis. I want that you are put. So the price is very cryptic. You have to reassemble all the clauses. Hadna loch abon the chusik apare. So the next mission we already had in detail, right? If you remember, Amalai Amrulai said to him. Okay, so what happens was, okay, we bring you get kodesh for tzeibah fats and you get a korb mechate. We forgot. Amrulai, they said to him, machal techelim, you ate tzeibah fats. Either they just said you ate tzeibah fats, or there were two pieces of fats on the table. They told him the one that you ate, you thought was kosher, was actually tzeibah. So if they told him, we'll soon see in the Gemara whether to one person or two people, told him, you ate tzeibah fats, and what's his response? Maybe chatas, he brings a korb mechatas. He brings a korb mechatas. What happens? Eid Omar Ochel. An eid says, Oymer says you ate. One single eid says you ate. The eid Oymer lo yachal. One eid said you didn't eat. Now, Tosha already, wait a second. And Isha Oymeres Ochel. One woman says that you did eat. And the Isha Oymeres lo yachal. One woman said you did not eat. It's one against one. What do you do now? And maybe Osham Toli. Since you don't know whether you did an aveda or not, you bring that hanging, that suspended Osham, which is a carbon you bring when you don't know if you did an aveda or didn't do an aveda. Now, Tezer already says that, talking about both Eidim came to court at the same time. Because if one Eid came to court first, the din is by Yisurin, Eid Echad Neman by Yisurin. So if one Eid comes first, we would believe the Eid as if it's two. If another Eid comes along to contradict him, there's no, the word of one Eid against Makar Shnayim is not a word. Like the Hogmar say to that, that it doesn't work. So they both came at the same time. And also Tezer says, if you see that the nemanus of a woman is much stronger than other people here as well, which like a man, because if he says, I don't know, He's talking about it here that he said, I don't know. What is that? Yeah. Sorry, talking about it, he says, he's quiet. If he says, I don't know, we'll see more later. It's possible, I hoida a love, that he became aware of it. If the aide says something and he still says, I don't know, that means he didn't become aware of it. Then you pot it from a carbon. So it must be that one aide says you ate terrible fats and he's quiet. So shtika koido, that's why we say shtika koido, and therefore he's liable for the carbon. And if a woman was the aid, then she says the same thing. Says Tesim, here you see that by a woman, aid is also shtika koido. It's not like you have to say something to agree with her, so therefore we're not relying on her, it's on him. So
she's on the same level as a man.
Exactly the same. Exactly the same thing. So Tesim, here you see that by a woman, shtika koido. If a woman says aid is you're quiet, that means you're a moide, and then you're liable, whatever it is that she's saying about you.
So why is it that you've been the couple?
Why not? It's shticker. It's shticker koido, because you're the one who. It's really your aidus.
Oh, I see.
No,
it's not her giving us, what's your reaction?
Actually, Svetin, when it comes to Yisurin, Eidech, then Yisurin makes no difference, a man or a woman or anything else. By Yisurin. Only by Chometz, we say, because it's a big tircha. Says he, Eid Oimer Ochal, one Eid says, you ate, Vuhu Oimer Lechalti, he contradicts the Eid. Potter. If he says no, it's potter. And Tesis says, even if he doesn't say no, he just says, I don't remember, he's also potter. What about Shnayim? Now, this is a big chiddush here. This is what the Tesis in Gittin has. She's a long Tesis tomorrow. Shnayim Oimim Ochal, two people said he ate treif. Vuhu Oimer Lechal didn't eat. So it's one, is he against two Eidim. Now, Rameh says, Mechayiv, we don't trust him. We trust them. Amar Amer, Imevi Ushnai, the Mizachamur of two Aiden can bring you to death, to capital punishment. Lo Yaviyu, they carbon a cow. Shouldn't they also be able to bring you to a carbon that's much lighter, much more lenient? Omru Loy, the Chacham said, no. Ma'im Yitzalayim, if he wants, he has a migo. He could have made this. It's a question of what I had in mind. What did the Aiden say? You ate Beshoigi, because when did you bring a carbon? They cannot punish him. If he did have been made, they cannot punish him. There was no warning. So they said, you ate Beshoigi, inadvertently, you ate treif. They can see from his actions. But he could have said, I knew all along that it was treif. And I'm amazed at Yisi. And then there will be no carbon. Therefore, he's believed. So Teisa, that's how Rashi learns the Gemara in Gittin. And Teisa finds it very hard that a migi b'makom eidah, because the rule is a migi is not believed against eidim. A migi is a rational proof that you're saying the truth, but not against two eidim. So Teisa says the pshat in Gemara is migi. I could have taiched my vertin. I'm not contradicting you. When I said le'chalti, I didn't mean I didn't eat it all. That's the pshat. I mean I didn't eat b'shegig. I ate b'mezit. So he's reinterpreting his words, and that he could do. Sorry?
Is he not chayim mitzvah
then? Only if he was, warned. Oh. And there's no missa. Malchus. Missa is chorus, that's from Eibishter. Eibishter knows what you do. But Eibishter knows. There's no chesed here. What down here, what we can do.
Their initial statement is shaking.
Yeah, of course. Otherwise, what's the point? Another did. Ochel chayla v'chayla b'mechel. He ate the continuing fats and no one forgets when he chayla only one. But ochel chayla dam a pigol v'noisa b'hel mechel. He ate different things. Chayla kol achas v'achas. Zeh chayim b'min ha. But this is the chumra by number of different kinds, variety, m'min echad. Because min echad, you only bring one carbon, but different m'minim, even though it's all one helim, you bring a carbon for each aveda. The chayim b'min echad min ha. But this is a chumra min echad over many m'min. That is, she'im ochel kechati zayis v'chazav v'atzer chati zayis. If you had a half a kezayis of blood and half a kezayis of meat, they don't combine to make it to bring a carbon. But if you ate, let's say, half a kezayis of tefah fats, you chayiv. B'shnei min potter, 2 min you are potter. Teisa really wants to make a chilik between malchus and carbon. For malchus, even Teisa brings a gemara that a pigul and noisa combine half a kezayis. So says that's talking about malchus, and here we're talking about carbon. For malchus they combine, for carbon they don't combine. Or says Teisa, maybe they're talking about you cooked it in the pot together, so they flavor together, and therefore even for carbon maybe you chayiv. So you might like to Yeah. There's Taisi Shonim and Taisis. Before we only had Taisi Shonim. Yeah, it's some Taisis. Back to normal Taisis there.
Yeah.
Tony Amru Lechal Chayfat, maybe Chatas, you bring your Chatas Amru. When it says Amru, Kamahavin. When it says Amru, they, Amru sounds like in plural. But is it plural or just people out there? Kamahavin, train, two. Sound like two. Two agents came along and said, you ate Chaylev. And then two came and then he brings the chatas. What does he say back to them? He's quiet, doesn't contradict them. So why do you need two aid him? Even one aid, if he's quiet, he has to bring a carbon. If Amru Lang is two aidim, and you're telling me his response was that he was quiet, and that's why he brings the chatas, and what would be if it be one aid who came along and said, you ate three for fast, and he was quiet? The next case says Mefedus Yichayev. Eimam Mitziyasa. Look at the next case. Eid Oimer. 1 8 says Ochal. But who Oimer Lo Yachalti? And he said I didn't eat. You don't have to bring Vashma. If he would not have contradicted the Eid, time with the Machshir. Avos Shosik. We would have been quiet. Mechayev. If the Chosgen today. Ella. Maybe talking about two. Omer, generally Omer means two, plural. But the Kamachishlu. Two said you were this, and he contradicts it. And the Mishnah therefore says that he brings a Chatas. No, that's follows Rav Meir. Ramey is the one who says that two say you're liable and I contradict him, I'm chayv. Mani, Ramey, I'm a choshi, Ramey, I'm a choshi, I'm a bon potter, oh my, Kamash, what you're trying to tell you, that you follow Ramey, I'm a safe, I'm a Malay, we already know that I'm a safe, I'm a chayv, I'm a chayv, says the Gemara, ha Kamash, and the dove is there, my chayv is a Malay, I'm a bon. So we can learn, no, exactly what the Mishnah is telling you. That this, my opening statement, don't think that everyone agrees. It's actually a machlek. It's a meirchav. A meir holds if two say you're liable and he contradicts them, you bring a karma chata, chom tak de potter. But Rabban, Mahuduka machishlu, I provided his machish. So that's how we learn Parshat. Omru Parshat Pshat is two people. But what are you saying? Not agreeing, because then what's a chiddush? We have one. You're contradicting. And we follow the meir. This is a stam Mishnah of Achak machlek, we follow the meir. However, another version, Omru Loi, they said, means not that the two people who said it, but it's too much people down in the world, Chad Nami, Omru Loi Kardulei, that even one person can also be called Omru Loi. We'll bring a raya that even one person can be said in plural. The Tanan that we learned in a Mishnah, Ha Ishin Ivama, so Isha Shahala Baila Nizyam, the woman and her husband went overseas. They came, Omru Lo Mez Balach, your husband died. The Nisas, and she relieved them and she got married. And it says, Omru Loi, they said, okay, maybe to Adim. The Achigab Babai, then the husband came back alive. Is a Diniz, Tate Mizel Mizel. She has to leave her new husband, and she cannot be the old husband anymore because she was a married woman when she married. You know, she can't go because she committed adultery, even though it's not her fault. The kaimala, the kaimala, nafilu bechad, and the kaimala, even though it says amru, that even if one aid came along and said your husband died and she relied on that aid, the same thing happens. Mimai, how do we know that amru means even one aid? Midiktani sefer, it says in the sefer, nisas shaloi b'shus, if she got married without permission from a bezin, didn't go through a bezin sanctioned what she was doing. She did it on her own because she heard her husband died. Muteres lach zeloi, she can go back to the first one. She could go back to the first one. If two witnesses came to her and said, your husband's dead, she didn't go to Bezin, but she just followed them and remarried, in a way it's better that if her husband comes back, it's like an onus, whatever, she can go back to first husband. Yeah. Because it's called an onus. Right? She's an onus because two people said. When a Bezin says, we said in Mari Kshuvah, Isha Daiko Minsuba, we're relying on her. If she goes to Bezin, we're relying that she did her own investigations, and therefore she's coming here. We're gonna let her get married. And it turns out to be the husband's alive. She's partly culpable. She cannot go back. But if she doesn't go to Bezin, it's an amazing halacha. If she doesn't go to Bezin, just relies on the two edim, and she gets remarried, she can go back to first husband because she's an anusa. She totally relied on the edim, didn't do any investigations. My shalai b'shus, what shalai b'shus? Shalai b'shus Bezin. Miklal did Aisha. She doesn't know. She doesn't have to tell them that she was once married. That's the main thing. Lies. It's up to her to lie. But that doesn't change her matzah. She relied. Why is she married? Because she relied on these two agents. And the Rav would agree with her as well, because that's the halacha. Rav would probably ask and bring documents that, today not, because it was Mam Lachama, whatever it is, you would ask. And we had a Chilgiz Man Shalom, was Mam Lachama. Miklal de reisha b'shus bezin. At the end of the brayz, talking about that b'shus bezin means the beginning b'shus bezin. Uve eid echad. It's talking about an eid echad. In other words, when do we say that she's stuck? Cannot go back? Is if she married according to bezin and one eidim, two eidim and the bezin paskin. Then we're not relying on her. We're relying on the eidim, and then she's an onus. Goes back to the first one. But if it's one eid and the bezin, then she's stuck. So we see it says omru, and it's talking about. So that all we're bringing an eye from here is that the word Amru can be referred to even one aid. Yeah. In other words, if there were two aidim that came to Bezin, it's no different if they came to Bezin or she didn't go to Bezin, she was allowed to rely on two aidim and she's an anusa. She can go back to first husband. It's if only if there's one aid. Why are we allowing one aid such an important thing? Usually by Arayis we need two aidim. Because Bezin is relying that she would have done her homework. She would have Isha Daika Mitzvah. So we're going to be Mekel now. But a big Chumrah is going to happen at the end. If the husband comes back, you're finished. The children be Mamzeidim. It's a terrible story. So she'll have to do her homework. Yeah. What's he saying? Contradicting me, Maisi. Why would he bring it? One against one. Why in the world would he bring it? Even against two, we had a machlekes. In fact, the next case is if an eight says you ate and he said didn't eat potter. So therefore, if he contradicts the eight, of course he's potter for single eight.
It's actually strange.
Yeah. And she's in a gabadavo. That's not like we make a aguna. Because there's aguna, we don't want them to be chained. Ella the Shasi must be that he was quiet. The aide said you ate chalev and he didn't say a word. We know for the next case. And he contradicted. If it had been quiet, he would have to bring. So what's the first case in the Mishnah? It's not contradicting. They told him, and the Mishnah explains himself. When we're talking about the Shazi, he didn't say anything. Then you bring a chatas. It's like one lead in. It's one case, not two cases. Potter. Says the Gemara, how do you know about if he says nothing that he's chayiv? So remember, we learned, it says the pasuk, if he found out that he did a sin, he has to be in carbon. Not if others informed you, he has to know himself. Therefore, if eight says you're liable, he had to be quiet. Because shtika koy dama. Yochel, I would have thought. So it means if he said, I don't know, one eight says you ate terribly fat, says, I don't know. The dinner is like a potter, because there's no oyhoida love. He has to become aware himself. That means by being quiet. Even if he doesn't contradict, Tamad Leimid, I hoide love me come welcome. That's considered as if you knew yourself as well. The Mayas came, what are you talking about?
He
Leimid
betraying. He's admitting that he doesn't know that it's.
No, he didn't. He says nothing. He said, I don't know if it's safe. Yeah. What are we talking about? Two agents say he ate treif of fats and he doesn't say anything. You need a posse to tell me that he says liable. Of course it's chayv. Nobody argues on that. Homachleir meyacham is when he contradicts them. El Allah b'chav, we're talking about one aid. Uktani says, ki ain machishin mehemet. They're not contradicting and believed. Shmam nazarayah, that one aid says you ate treif of fats. If he's quiet, it's as if he's hoid alav and therefore he's liable. We'll stop here.